Hello, mother and daddy, granny, Janet and Clyde, the kids, Jimmy and Cheryl, and anyone else who might have to be so unfortunate as to listen to this tape. I'm not doing too good, but maybe I'll do better in the future. I'll try to answer some of the questions that were asked on this last tape that I got, which Jimmy and Cheryl helped fill up. I'll try to answer some of Jimmy's questions, and maybe you can just save this tape and let him hear it. He was asking about the election and how I thought it would affect the war over here. I don't really have any big ideas. I do think that the North Vietnamese are making a big play on the all the campaigns back in the States just here previous to the elections in November. I think maybe that there will be some serious talks started in Paris as soon as the elections are over. At least we could sure hope so. I don't really have a choice for a candidate right now. We don't have our TVs or radios over here that talk much about the candidates, or I haven't heard really the opinions on different things that each candidate has. I had thought about Wallace, but I just can't see voting for Wallace. Maybe Clyde will forgive me, but I was listening to a story, or he's over the radio the other day. He was telling about he was talking about some of the people that had laid down in front of the president's car, and Wallace commented on the fact that that would be the last car that they laid down in front of. They laid down in front of his car, and he was talking about the foreign aid program, and he said our foreign aid program was kind of like shoving money down a rat hole. He has some funny ideas, but he does have a lot of fire under him. Maybe we need a president with a little bit of fire that'll get something done, but I think he's going at it in the wrong way. You were wondering about whether I did have my absentee ballot. I've sent in for my absentee ballot, but I haven't heard anything yet from the state of Texas. I look to here any time now, and I don't know what I'll have to do. I'll probably have to register with the state, and then they'll send me my ballot back. Jimmy seen that sign in one of those pictures that said Battle Aid Station. You may have been wondering what a Battle Aid Station was. I'm not really sure what a Battle Aid Station is, and I hope that I don't ever have to find out, but I do think that it is a different station. See, they have these small different stations all over the base here. And in case we do start taking incoming sometime and someone is injured, well, instead of carrying them all the way down to our hospital, which is down the middle of the base, well, they can take them over to these battle aid stations and they'll be taken care of at this different point here on the base. I've never been over there, and I've never known for it to be used. Jimmy was wondering about our crew chiefs and what kind of training they get. They are enlisted people, and I'm not sure exactly how much training they do get. I know that they do go through the boot camp at San Diego or at Paris Island. All the kids from Texas, I think, go to San Diego and go through the boot camp down there, and then they join a squadron and they stay in the States for about 6 months training on a specific aircraft. Like the Huey, on the Huey, they'd either go to New River, North Carolina, or they'd go to Camp Pendleton out there, and they learn everything about the Huey, and they know the aircraft upside down and backwards, and then they come over here, and they're assigned one aircraft. They take care of it, they clean it up, and they just keep a good eye out on it. They're not specialized in any one part of the aircraft. In other words, they don't know everything about the engine and nothing about the transmission. They're pretty well trained in the whole aircraft in general. besides being the crew chief, they also fly in the bird, and they operate the M60 machine gun that's on a swivel on the right-hand side of the aircraft. And we also carry a gunner, which is usually an office boy. He's usually someone that does type. He does the typing in the or somewhere in the administration portion of the squadron, and he wants to fly. So they pay him $65 a month to fly, plus his regular salary. He's also an enlisted man. We cannot have an officer flying as a gunner or as a crew chief. Some of the officers in the squadron have asked if they could be a gunner or a crew chief, and it's a policy in the wing that no officer will be a gunner. Jimmy was wondering where that they live. They do live in the enlisted quarters, which are is a two-story building down here, and they live in it's a big long building. They have the bunks are stacked up, and that's where they live. The conditions aren't as nice as they are down here, but I guess that's one of the advantages of being an officer. I would like to say that we sure couldn't do without them, and they're a lot of help on the ground and in the air too. And just like it's always been said, the Marine Corps is built around the man that totes the rifle. And these people do tote their rifles out on the perimeters at night sometimes whenever it's their time comes up to stand the perimeter. You're wondering about our showers and where we get our water. We get our water from Way. They're in the process of putting a line in from Way. I don't know where the water comes from at Way, but they're going to be getting their water from Way and piping it up here on a pipe in a pipeline, and that's where our shower water will be coming from. Just as our other water it is not potable. They call potable water that water that's drinkable, and non-potable water that which is not. This will be non-potable water. And this is what we take our showers in. It's clean water, but it's not good to drink. Before, we had these big tanks that were elevated right next to the showers there, and they fill these tanks with water, and that's where we got our water for our showers. I think this water comes out of a little pond here that's on the base. It's down at the lower end of the base, and they got the water out of this little pond. For our non-potable water. You were wondering about my tape recorder and the radio that's attached with it. It's just one small unit. It has a tape recorder, and somewhere in there there's a little radio, so I can record the radio right onto the tape all at the same time. And it's a real nice little unit. I'm taping this tape on the 110 volts here in the hooch, so I hope our electricity don't fail like it usually does. If it does, I'll have to go back to the battery. But I recorded some on the battery just previous to this. I fixed up a tape for Kay and played it back here on electricity and with the AC, 110 volt, and I couldn't tell a bit of difference, so maybe my batteries weren't getting as weak as I thought they were. My little gauge here showed that my batteries were getting a little weak, but I guess they're still good for a little longer. I have a off and on switch here on the microphone that I can stop the tape, stop the reels from turning when I'm recording. If I get a bug in my throat or something, or somebody hollers at me or something, so every time you hear that switch on and off, well, that's what's happening. It's a real nice unit. I'd like to see y'all get one. Don't tell Kay, but she told me whenever she was in Freona that she listened to one of my tapes on my big recorder back home, and she said that it didn't even sound like me, and that it wasn't near as good as the tapes played on her little recorder. So I'd like to see y'all get a small unit that you could either operate on batteries or electricity, and I think you'd enjoy the tapes a lot more, but that's y'all's decision, so you do whatever you want to. I'll try to record a little Vietnamese over the radio on this tape. At the end of the tape, Jimmy asked that I do that, so I'll try to do that at the end of this tape. You were talking about Uncle Joe at Anton. I really don't remember Uncle Joe real well. I do remember a few of the times that we had together. It was nice that y'all did get to drop by and see Uncle Joe and go on over to County Line and visit with my folks out there. I don't remember all the pear trees out there. I do remember a bunch of fruit trees out there in the orchard. They're really putting out a lot of fruit now that no one's interested very much in putting this fruit up. You ask if I remembered Benny Arnold. I don't guess I'd remember Benny Arnold. About the only folks I remember out there are Mickey Pettit's grandparents, the Garretts out there, and my little incident with the apricots out there. That was back in good old days. Mother, you were talking about the dentist and wanting to pull all of your teeth. Maybe that might be the best thing to do. I guess Daddy can tell you what it's like. He went through it, and whether it's a lot better now or whether he had it much better before. I was real sorry to hear about the robbery, and I hope that they found a lot more clues and found the people by now. I know that was a big loss, and maybe they catch all those people. I doubt if we'll ever get all the money back or the suits, but this kind of thing needs to be stopped now. You were asking about what Don Robbins flies. You were wondering if he was a jet pilot. He's a helo pilot, too. He flies with the transports you were wondering about, the 46s. And I mentioned that I had a picture of the 46. I told you that I did have a picture of that 46, which was in my closet. On that little cardboard piece there, I think it was a newspaper article that was cut out of one of the newspapers and stuck on the little cardboard paper there. You were wondering about what the DMZ was defined by. It is defined by a river that goes from the coast nearly all the way to the Laotian border. It's a pretty definite river, and we were up there the other day flying around. So most of it's pretty, different spots are pretty secure and some of them aren't. Our ready room's doing us a real good job. We finished it up in about 3 or 4 days there. You're wondering about what it was built out of. Well, the skeleton of the ready room is built out of wood, and we got plywood around the sides, and then the top is just tin. And it's got a lot of holes in it. It was the second time the tin had been used, but I think we got all the holes filled up with some of this black tar stuff, so maybe it won't leak too bad. We really enjoying it. It did expand our ready room quite a bit over there, so we were really needing it. We've got about 45 pilots in the squadron now, but we are losing a few of the pilots. We getting in a couple of more majors here, so we're going to be top heavy here for a little while, looks like. You're wondering about helping with the orphanage. I'll be glad to take care of any stuff that y'all can send over here, or anyone that wants to help. I was glad to hear that so many people did want to help, and if they want to go ahead and send some stuff over, I'll be glad to take it on out to the orphanage. Different things that we need is candy and toys and clothes up to a size that would fit an 11-year-old American kid. You mentioned something about Max Reeve going into the Navy OCS. I hope it all works out for him. It'll be a lot rougher than he's expecting, I know. I hope Daddy did write him a recommendation, and I hope he gets in. And I know he'll make a good officer. They'll take care of his hair pretty quick, I'm sure, and they'll get him all squared away. And I hope he has a real good tour with the Navy. I don't think it'll be what he's wanting, but maybe he'll enjoy it. It is a pretty good, it is a real good school, and Navy OCS is. You mentioned something about Gilbert Winters and the family, or just Gilbert and Mitzi going down to Eagle Pass to look at a ranch down there. That is where the Bozemans live, so if they do buy something down there, we'll have to find out the Bozeman's address in Eagle Pass and we'll have them look them up. I guess Shelby's fixing to get married. I don't know the girl that he's engaged to. I guess all that took place last year while he was in Lubbock. I guess he taught out there at LCC last year. I don't know whether he's back there this year or not. I haven't heard. You may remember Mike Sanders. He was one of my good friends at school there when I was a sophomore at ACC, and he was in Lubbock last year